This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal judge in Montana is continuing to block a law that restricts drag shows and bans drag reading events in public schools and libraries, saying that the law targets free speech and expression, and that the text of the law and its legislative history evince anti-LGBTQ plus animus. The preliminary injunction granted by U.S. District Court Judge Brian Morris prevents enforcement of the law passed by the Republican supermajority Montana legislature earlier this year, while a lawsuit progresses through the courts. In court filings, the state said that the legislature determined sexually oriented performances and drag reading events to be indecent and inappropriate for minors and potentially harmful. But the attorney for the plaintiffs, Constance Van Clay, told the court that protecting minors from divergent gender expression is not the same as protecting minors from obscene speech, and Montana law already protects minors from exposure to obscenities. Judge Morris granted the injunction to prevent the law, writing in his decision that no evidence before the court indicates that minors face any harm from drag-related events or other speech and expression critical of gender norms. Judge Morris had granted a temporary restraining order stopping the law in late July, in time to allow Montana Pride to hold its 30th annual celebration in Helena without concerns about violating the law. The judge said the way the law was written would disproportionately harm not only drag performers, but any person who falls outside traditional gender and identity norms. He said the law did not adequately define actions that might be illegal and appears likely to encourage arbitrary and discriminatory enforcement. The law made Montana the first state to specifically ban drag kings and drag queens, which it defined as performers who adopt a flamboyant or parodic male or female persona with glamorous or exaggerated costumes and makeup, from reading books to children in public schools or libraries, even if the performances do not have a sexual element. The law does not define terms like flamboyant, parodic, or glamorous, Judge Morris said in July. Enforcement can include fines for businesses if minors attend a sexually oriented performance. The law also calls for the loss of state licenses for teachers or librarians and the loss of state funding for schools or libraries that allow drag reading events to be held. It allows someone who, as a minor, attended a drag performance that violated the law to sue those who promoted or participated in the event at any time over a 10-year period after the performance. Judge Morris found that Montana's law is flawed, like similar laws in Florida and Tennessee that also have been blocked by courts, because it regulates speech based on its content and viewpoint without taking into account its potential literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. Like many Republican-led states, Montana's conservative lawmakers have passed other laws targeting transgender people. The state's law banning gender-affirming medical care for minors has been blocked by a state judge. Montana's Republican-controlled legislature also passed a bill to define sex as only male or female in state law. That law has been challenged, too, with arguments that it blocks legal recognition and protection to transgender, non-binary, and intersex residents. It is absolutely impermissible for the government to deny benefits to a group of people on the basis of their straightforward hostility to them, said plaintiff's attorney Van Clay. In the male or female sex case, there is pretty substantial evidence that the intent was to target transgender people, Van Clay added. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.